USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's no longer looking at any form of tax cuts, a reversal from what he said on Tuesday.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy. Certainly a payroll tax cut. President Obama did that in order to artificially jack up the economy. President Obama had zero interest rates. I don't have zero interest. I have real interest rates. And despite that, I have a strong economy.
Most of the 2020 Democratic presidential field is speaking at an event sponsored by the AFL-CIO. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he wants to double union membership without the fear of people losing their jobs over a strike.
Under our program, every union worker in America will have the right to strike.
Sanders was speaking there in Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Remu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Lemu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
say. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
The Trump administration wants to hold migrant families in detention centers for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which currently limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families and minors illegally crossing our border.
He says the proposed new rule will allow families to be detained together for longer and high standards to be implemented for the care of the families in custody.
President Trump on the road in Louisville, Kentucky, speaking to veterans. Now the president announces that he will sign an order forgiving federal student loan debt for permanently disabled veterans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former VA doctor is now facing manslaughter charges. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, Dak Keyes, says Dr. Robert Morris Levy was often high while on duty.
The 2M2B that he used was, again, a substance, not a drug, a substance, allowed him to receive the feeling of intoxication, but it would not show up on any type of urinalysis test.
A federal grand jury indicted Levy on numerous charges on Tuesday. A Miss America pageant contestant has been reportedly disqualified for being a vocal supporter of President Trump. The now former Miss Nevada 2019, Katie Williams, says she was stripped of her title over the weekend for allegedly mixing pageant and politics. Williams took to Twitter and has a message for everyone.
But I do not apologize for who I am. I've spent so many years of my life wondering what people thought of me that I'm just at a point in my life where I just don't care. And so I don't apologize for what I've posted. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever, because that's who I am. And if you don't like it, you don't have to follow me. You don't have to watch it. You can drive by this train wreck. I'm fine with it. So, my name is Katie Williams. I am the former Miss Nevada State 2019, and I have officially been dethroned.
Williams was ordered to surrender her stash and crown and never speak of the pageant again, although she's refused to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.